From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for a war crimes investigation of Russia and Syria. Following an attack on a Syrian hospital Thursday night, which left 20 people dead and 100 wounded, Kerry said in Washington Friday that people must be held accountable for the violence.
And those who commit these would and should be held accountable for these actions. They're beyond the accidental now, way beyond, years beyond the accidental.
Since the collapse of a U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire last month, ties between Moscow and Washington have grown even more strained. Meanwhile, the United States has officially accused Russia of being behind several computer attacks aimed at influencing the U.S. presidential election. A joint statement issued Friday by the Officer of the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Homeland Security said based on the scope and sensitivity of the hacks, only Russia's most senior officials could have authorized the activity. The statement said the intelligence community could not confirm that the Russian government probed and attacked state election systems. Russia has repeatedly rejected accusations that it hacks the United States. The Interfax news agency reported that Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that the accusations were, in his words, nonsense. The FBI has been investigating leaks of emails taken from the Democratic National Committee headquarters and published by WikiLeaks in July. A separate hacker group has also claimed to have hacked into the Clinton Foundation, led by former President Bill Clinton, whose wife Hillary is running for president. This is VOA News.